The Queen's money controversy, an Amazon tax, and the Super Bowl. This is your TLDR News daily briefing for Monday, the 8th of February. In the first story today, we go to the UK to discuss the controversy surrounding the Queen. It was revealed by The Guardian this weekend that the Queen instructed her lawyers to lobby the government to change a piece of legislation that would have uncovered her wealth to the public. In the 1970s, the government wanted to introduce a law that would allow company directors to demand that nominees that owned their company's shares revealed their identities. The Queen purportedly wanted an exemption to this, in order to ensure that the public didn't know about her embarrassing wealth. Now, the monarch does actually have some powers that come in handy when it comes to issues like this. The most notable being the Queen's consent. Essentially, before Parliament is allowed to debate issues related to the crown, the monarch has to be given warning and has to sign off on the debate. According to The Guardian, because of this foresight about bills related to the crown, the Queen was able to employ lawyers to lobby the government to change this law, with the hope of her getting an exemption. The issue the government found, though, was that a blanket exemption for the crown would make it abundantly clear to the public what was going on. If the Queen didn't have to report, then you could easily infer there was a good reason for that. So, on the advice of the Trade Secretary, Geoffrey Howe, the government was given the power to exempt various groups from these new rules, including heads of state, governments, central monetary authorities, investment boards, and international bodies formed by governments. However, the change was supposedly designed specifically to give the government cover to exempt the Queen. The BBC's reported that Buckingham Palace has stated that claims that the Queen tried to block legislation is simply incorrect. However, this kind of misses the point. The bill passed, albeit with the amendment. So no one's debating that the Queen blocked it. The controversy here is that the Queen supposedly managed to amend the bill, not refuse it entirely. So this denial from the palace may simply not be enough to make this controversy go away. For the second story today, we stay in the UK to discuss something known as excessive profits tax. This is a tax that has supposedly been proposed as a way of paying for the pandemic, and it could come alongside a tax for online retailers, an idea supposedly backed by the Chancellor. The logic behind these taxes are that online retailers have profited hugely from the lockdowns that have been imposed on high street companies. People who may previously have spent the day looking around the high street for furniture or TVs are now finding themselves unable to do so and have decided instead to simply buy these things online from companies such as Amazon. Due to this, online retailers have seen huge profits at the cost of the high street, something that it's been suggested the government might try and rectify through aggressive taxes on online retailers. You'd be forgiven for wondering which party was actually in control of the UK at the moment after hearing such speculation. After all, imagine this happened outside of a pandemic. A right-wing conservative government attempting to redistribute wealth by introducing huge taxes on companies making big profits. It would simply be unheard of. But it seems like it may well be the case. To be clear though, while speculation has suggested that these taxes may be implemented, it is pure speculation, largely from the Telegraph. In fact, a Treasury source has stated that the excessive profits tax is not something the Treasury is looking into, so we'll need to see what happens next. In the last story today, we're looking at yesterday's NFL Super Bowl 55, one of the world's biggest sporting events that was held at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay, Florida, between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And coincidentally, this is the first time that a team has played at their home stadium in Super Bowl history. The stadium holds over 65,000 people, but as we're in a pandemic, there was no way that it was going to be at full capacity, even in Florida. About 25,000 fans were admitted, including 75,000 healthcare staff that had been vaccinated. In addition, there were 30,000 cardboard cutouts of fans used to fill the stadium. The game was billed as a face-off between the league's current best quarterback and the greatest quarterback of all time. Kansas City were the favourites, but in the end, it was a bit of a blowout in the other direction, with Brady's Buccaneers winning 31-9. For those of you who think the news is too long, be sure to check out tomorrow's daily briefing. Read the newsletter by signing up at tldrnews.co.uk/daily. Listen to the briefing by searching for TLDR News in your podcast app, or watch the briefing over at youtube.com/TLDR Daily.